Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring day sort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is Lance Taylor, and you're listening to the new home for all U of L athletics, 93.9 The Ville.
Saw a 95 F-150 at a stoplight, looked a lot like yours, but it didn't have that learned to drive stick shifting that I put in the door, or that sunshine state sticker on the gate we got in the spring break town.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And we are back here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680, as we roll along here this morning. We got plenty coming up. We got a basketball doubleheader on Sunday of the U of L men and the women. Tonight, we got the Kenny Payne Show from 7 to 8 o'clock. That's right here on 93.9 The Ville and wherever you may stream us. And we'll have Patriots and Bills after that. So, who knows what that will turn to. We'll have it on both ESPN level stations. A week from today will be our fundraiser from Cram the Van. That will be out at the Kroger in Stony Brook, where we'll be doing a whole bunch of shows from out there. Our friends from Focus, of course, you know, staking us the first $5,000. Well, that they'll match. And then, you know, we've done some power hours. I got some other things to announce soon. We're legit. We're a 501c3 now.
How about that?
And apparently, I've got talked to two people in the last 24 hours. Since I've mentioned this, that now opens up other doors for us, for people that have like foundations and things like that. So I had no idea. This is a whole new world for me, Mark Blankenbaker. I mean, who knows? I think we could go over 100,000 this year. I really do.
That'd be a great challenge. I know that each year we've built upon it, and last year was the best year, of course, we've ever had. And it followed up a fundraiser that we had for Western Kentucky Tornado Relief, which, you know, was back-to-back by our listeners. And I mean,
Churchill helped.
Well, sure. But, the response from our listeners is always tremendous. It always blows my mind what our listening audience does. And I know that they care. You know, in every single year that we do this, I know that our listeners care.
You give our listeners a target, and they will hit it.
Yes,
and that's why sports radio is different than music. It's a group. It's a community. It's why when I get like national ad agencies and they want to evaluate a listener the same that listens to sports radio versus, I don't know, country music, top four, it's not the same. It is just not. And if you think it's the same, you just don't know. You just don't understand.
We set a goal to raise like $10,000 for Dave Skoll several years ago now. And thankfully, he's doing incredible. But we raised like $35,000.
Right.
It's like I was only trying to raise 10 and went to $35,000. It's like unbelievable. Yeah. Like what happens? And I know that really assisted him getting to where he is today. And I really am appreciative of our audience for that as well.
So we'll talk to you if you want to get in. 267-9680 is our number to do so. So that we'll do the shot. We'll do the raise. Then on next Thursday, and then the following Tuesday is when we will go to Kohl's and Smart and let them spend the money. I mean, here you go, checks,
right?
Go spend whatever. It's Wayside Christian Mission, Salvation Army, St. Vincent de Paul, St. Joe's is going to be a part of it this year as well, and there could be one or two more that could be on the horizon. So
player A, player B, you want to do that?
So, sure. Do we have a call? Is the call still there? Yeah, we'll do a call, and then we'll do your player A, player B, little Blankenbaker games. All right, we got Grady up next. Grady, welcome in. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I wanted to say
I always knew I liked John Bull, and I love the argument of not expanding the playoffs, and I'll tell you why. I'm a UK fan. Last year, as you guys know, beat Kansas on their home court. And what did it mean? It means nothing. The tournament is everything in college basketball.
Yeah, but 64 teams get in. There are 68 teams.
I know. But there'll be three lost teams in the playoffs. And so, you know, your average game in September, October, it just won't mean nearly as much. And I won't harp on it. I understand.
But as a Kentucky fan, you'd have had playoff fever midseason.
Yeah, but I'm realistic. We're not going to get it anyway. But that's just me being selfish. I love that every week during the regular season. I mean, you really can only lose one game. Most teams. I don't want to see. I don't want to see Alabama get in this year. I'd rather see these teams win and it be what it is right now, personally. But anyway, I just had to add my two cents. Thanks, guys.
All right. I think all these people are – I mean, I remember people saying this about baseball when they expanded their playoffs. And then you realized, holy crap, the last month of the season, more teams are involved than ever.
It matters.
And those games will matter. Those games will matter because you want to still be in and you want to host a game or you're playing for a bye. I mean, here's – you know, just tell me – Ross Dellinger does this every week. I wish I could have pulled this up earlier. Here would be these games that – you know, these terrible games on campus. If you went this year with 12 teams, Clemson would be hosting Penn State. Can I interest you in that?
Yes.
The winner to get Georgia. Ohio State hosting Tulane. Okay, whatever. Tennessee hosting Kansas State and Alabama hosting Utah. And then you get to the next round. Let's say the seeds hold. Georgia, Penn State, or Georgia, Clemson. Whichever one you want.
Yeah.
Ohio State and USC at the Rose Bowl quarterfinal. Michigan and Tennessee at the Orange Bowl quarterfinal. TCU and Alabama, I'm sorry, at the Cotton Bowl quarterfinal. I mean, come on.
It'd be great.
Trust me, and I want to see a Clemson or play a Penn State on campus. And these byes where they go to the bowls. I mean, I guess they're going to have to do it because that's kind of how they bullied the Rose Bowl. But, man, if you're Georgia and you're the one seed and you watch, like, say, Penn State or Clemson have a home game the previous round, you're going to be like, man, we want some of that.
Yeah,
you know?
And I do think that the first 2 years, the quarterfinals will be at bowl sites because that's what they're contractually agreed to.
Yeah.
But beyond 2026, the quarterfinals games may be home games as well. It could be on-campus games. And there was a year.
Run it all the way to the damn championship game, yeah. I care.
It was 2018 or 2019. I can't remember the exact year, but Penn State had a lot of injuries, and they were breaking in a new quarterback. And they lost like some early games in September. But they were maybe one of the best teams in college football at the end of the year. And I think they finished like 6th, 7th, or 8th. And a lot of people were like, man, Penn State's playing some great football. That team gets in. A team that had some early injuries or, you know, and go back to Louisville, 2006, Brian Brohm messes up his thumb. If they had lost like to, you know, that week to Kansas State or something like that, it would have been devastating.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have derailed us from the playoff. That team still could have gone and you know, and done something. So it allows that.
People are just going to see it, man. They're just going to have to see it with their own eyes. I think there's a lot of people that are going to go, man, I was wrong on this, you know, and not to mention the intrigue of teams 13, 14, 15, you know, that where they can be, you know, involved in this. And every program can have a realistic goal of getting into a playoff game.
Yeah.
I mean, any team that gives a darn about its football can say, well, we can get to, you know, be ranked 15th or 12th or whatever, you know, because it's the six conference champs, and then I guess the next six highest ranked teams. So, I mean, you probably got to get to being a goal of being ranked 12th in the country. I think every Power 5 team that gives a damn about football thinks they can do every now and then.
Sure. I mean, Rutgers probably would have flirted with it a couple times, you know, over its history. Vanderbilt, no. But Stanford, who's awful right now. Cal, when they had Aaron Rodgers. I mean, every program you can point to and say, you have a chance now to settle it on the field. And you don't have to have, you know, your historical bias or anything like that affecting, you know, what you did a year ago or 10 years ago or whatever. You get to go out there and play the game against somebody, and your play on the field is what determines whether or not you advance. And I just think that's so much more American than the system that we've had in place this entire time.
Of course it is. But Alabama, with all the great games that they have had in the history of their program, if you went by this week's ranking and they were going to host Utah in a home playoff game, it'd be the biggest game in the history of that stadium.
Yeah.
That knows all the history there is to know in college football.
You get the full force of the Death Star there, man.
Yeah,
you do. You get everything. It'd be unbelievable. Ticket prices, television ratings, fundraising for your program. I mean, an athletic director, a university president, you're hosting the top-tier donors there, and you're going to get them to write checks. And that's why athletics exists.
Or NIL checks.
Well, NIL checks, but also university presidents, I mean, a lot of times they'll tell you, you know, that their whole deal with athletics, the reason why they love it is it gets people all in one place for fundraising opportunities. And so it helps the broader, goal of a university as well. So it's a no-brainer to me. I would argue
that though it makes the games in September and October actually mean more instead of less, because more teams are going to have an opportunity then.
Yeah. And I do wonder about scheduling. Lee, kind of triggered me to think, do you have to amp up your schedule, or do you have to dilute it in the regular season? Because you really want to avoid losses, but you also want to have good wins.
A, it's going to be tough to figure out. B, but you schedule so far out with football that, you know, when you come up with a philosophy, it might be, you know, years down the road before you can actually implement it. I would think you'd schedule more aggressively because a loss doesn't hurt you. It may depend on your conference. If you're in the SEC, I don't know that, you know, when you start adding Texas and Oklahoma in there and a ninth conference game, certain is on the way.
Yeah.
I don't know how aggressive you want to be, but if you're Louisville and, you know, anybody.
And your non-Notre Dame years, you probably need to do something. You know, you probably need to go out and do like in Indiana.
But
you
can't, you know, you know, because divisions will probably go away in most of these leagues, you won't know your schedule, you know.
Too far in advance.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be beat teams on your schedule, man. So, yeah. All right, you get to play Blankenbaker Reindeer games.
All right, so there's two players up for a national award, a defensive award, or an award. And I want you to tell
one
me.
One of them is Yasir Abdullah, Andy predicts.
Okay. And I want you to tell me which player you would give the award to. Okay.
Yasir Abdullah, Mark.
So player one has 31 tackles, 18 solo. They do have 14 tackles for loss and 7 sacks, 0 forced fumbles, 0 interceptions, and 0 passes defended. Okay.
So this is the guy that won the award.
All right. And then Yasir Abdullah, who is player B in the scenario, as you accurately predicted.
Andy did, yeah.
57 total tackles, 31 solo, 13 tackles for losses, 8 sacks, 4 forced fumbles, 2 interceptions, and 4 passes defended. Who would you give? I mean, would you give it to Kalijah Chancey from Pittsburgh?
Really care about tackles, but the tackles for loss, the sacks, that's what you say 4 forced fumbles?
4 forced fumbles, 2 interceptions, and 4 passes defended.
I mean, I thought he should have got it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, it went to Kalijah Chancey at a
Kansas. Why do you think he got it?
I have no, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, it's not really a Carolina conspiracy. I mean,
it's not even like a lifetime achievement award because, you know, last year, I mean, he had a nice year, but Yasir had a better year than he did last year, too.
It's tough a lot of times with defensive players and numbers. You know, it's particularly like you go to defensive backs, you know, a really good defensive back. They're not going to throw at, so you may not get interceptions, you know, or you may not get passes deflected, that sort of thing. But, I mean, tackles for loss and sacks and,
He had one.
He's the most versatile, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Kalijah had one more TFL. Mm-hmm. Yasir had one more sack. So you're and Yasir had a lot more tackles. He forced fumbles. Kancey never did. Yasir had 2 interceptions. Kancey had none. Like, you know, Yasir batted 4 balls down to the line of scrimmage. Kancey didn't do any of that.
Who voted on this? Who votes?
I don't know. I
just don't know how much research the people that put into these things that vote, you know?
I mean, you had Eric McClain on the ACC network saying it's a no-brainer to that Yasir Abdullah is the defensive player of the year.
Right.
You had talking heads on the ACC network saying this is a no-brainer. But the way that they voted was totally different. And, you know, you know, I know it probably doesn't bother a lot of Louisville fans or whatever, but it bothers me. Like, it really does. Like, it does not make sense that Yasir Abdullah did not win the Defensive Player of the Year in the league. I thought he should have been there last year, but okay. But if you're going to do a Lifetime Achievement Award, you're going to give it to Yasir. If you're going to do a Single Season Award, you're going to give it to Yasir. It does not make sense.
Well, they did put 14 people all conference, you know. So they weren't snubbed.
They weren't snubbed, but for the highest level, man.
Yeah.
I mean, that says a lot to say, you know, for recruiting, for Scott Satterfield to go to Reuben Bain and be like, "Look, we just had the defensive player of the year in the league."
Does it though? I mean, they had the Heisman Trophy winner quarterback, can't recruit a quarterback.
Well,
really know if that matters.
We got Jordan Travis. I mean, I mean, you got Jordan solid.
Well,
I mean,
yeah,
you did.
But since then, I mean, you know,
nobody.
Nobody.
Yeah.
All that matters anymore is money. Jeff Walls basically told us that yesterday.
I know.
All the efforts he's put in, the way he's outworked people to travel to see things, none of that matters anymore. It's money. It's going to be money.
We did have a texter in earlier say, can you really get NIL money developed if your coach isn't fully embracing it? And I think you see Jeff Walls fully embracing it. Scott Satterfield, Dan McDonald embracing it. Kenny Payne's not fully embraced it. I want to see
At least not publicly.
I want to see a Kenny Payne commercial online, Twitter video saying, "We need your help." He did that for Louisville Live. "I need you." He needs to do an NIL video saying, "I need you. I need your wallet. Mm-hmm. I need your marketing. I need everything."
And I think you're going to see more of what we saw at Kroger Field the other day.
Yeah, I do too.
And that's where they put it up on the Jumbotrons at football and basketball games. Say, "Scan this if you want to give, you know, NIL money."
Yeah, so. I mean, Mark Stoops is doing commercials for the Kentucky Collective. Like, they need to do that. I mean, it benefits them, you know? Like, it benefits the coach if your collective is healthy. And Lane Kiffin actually talked about it. I think it's part of the reason why he remained at Ole Miss. He was like, "Listen, the collective is going to be as important and probably even more important than your facilities." Like, when coaches are making decisions on jobs they're going to take, they're going to be saying, "Okay, this all looks great. What's the collective like?"
Yeah, I this is all going to change in the next, you know, year, 2 years from now. But I think, yeah, it's the money. And I, you know, again, as I'm starting to think about this and watch what's going on here with Louisville, I mean, Kenny Payne, you're right. He's got to embrace it. But I think fans are going to say, if you don't, I mean it's going to be evident. Look at what happens if you don't embrace NIL. Look at the roster you're left with that's going on in basketball. I'm not saying that's why the roster is the case right now, but maybe it is a factor. Maybe that is why they didn't get recruits this summer. You'd have to assume, given the public stance. And again, all we know is the public stance, Kenny Payne, the few times he's talked about NIL, you'd have to assume that's a factor. Maybe he's different when he's talking to these guys, you know, closed doors. I don't know, but the way he's expressed it publicly doesn't sound like he is putting it at the forefront.
Right.
And you just heard, you know, Walls yesterday say even in the women's game, like, it's it. That's first question.
Sure. And, you know, and I'm mad at Kenny for what he did over the, you know, and he needs to embrace NIL. But I'm also be very mad at Adidas if they don't find their checkbook. Like, you know how much Adidas clothing I own? It's a ton. I'll lose my credit card if Adidas can't find its checkbook. I'll lose it. Like, you know, so this class coming in, Adidas, if you've lost your checkbook, my credit card goes on.
How will you know if Adidas is opening, is putting
Does Reuben Owens sign? Does Pierce Clarkson sign? Does the Stanquan Clark arrive on campus? Do we make a splash on signing day? If we do, I know Adidas is there. And if they don't and this class washes out, then I'll be buying non-Adidas licensed product for until they find it. Until they decide that they want to find it. So you can do whatever you want.
The meatball sub and Adidas open your checkbook. That's what we've learned from Blanket Baker this morning.
You get the meatball sub back, Jersey Mike's, and then maybe I'll walk back in there after a long protest. And because I'm going to be loyal to the witch. So, you know.
To the witch.
I'm going to be loyal to the witch.
Jesus.
You know. But also, Adidas. I'll be rocking non-Adidas officially licensed.
It'll be a two-stripe life for you instead of a three-stripe
life. I'll be going to Johnny O'Brand, little Peter Millar, little Hill Flint. You know, we'll be going
Hill
to.
Hill Flint. I don't know. That's a new one to me. Now.
Little Hill Flint. They got some nice stuff, Hill Flint, man. Check them out. But non-Adidas officially licensed merch.
I do like the pettiness. I do appreciate the pettiness.
You could find your checkbook or I could lock up my credit card. Whatever you want. I can earn points no matter where I shop.
You know what I can't wait for, though? Forget all this, you know, playoff signing day. Deion Sanders is going to act basically like a recruit, is he not, and tell you which job he's going to take this weekend?
Isn't that amazing?
So here's from Mike Florio from yesterday. So Deion Sanders officially become a big-time college football coach. Big-time college football coaches treat lower-level jobs as stepping stones, something bigger, better. Deion seems to be on the brink of taking a bigger and better job. Via Kevin O'Donnell on Fox 13 in Tampa, the current Jackson State coach is telling recruits he'll be at a school on Sunday. That he is going to pick. He's been just openly talking about. Yeah, talked to Colorado, South Florida, Cincinnati.
Yeah,
yep, sure did.
We don't want Deion in Cincinnati.
No, we do not.
We want him in Tampa. That's fine.
Yes,
hang out in Tampa.
Colorado's cool too.
Yeah, you.
I really don't want him in South Florida. To be honest with you, I don't want him at USF because it's going to make it tougher to recruit down there.
Yeah.
I mean, really? Yeah.
Sorry.
What's that?
Text line. Loyal to the balls.
But Colorado doesn't make a lot of sense for
now. Colorado makes no sense.
None.
At all.
But I bet there's another school at play that hadn't even been talked about. I mean, wouldn't that be Deion style?
Who would it be, though?
I don't know.
Cincinnati, he played for the Reds, did he not?
Yeah, sure did.
And
played
then,
for the Bats.
I kind of want him wait for the South. You know, like Auburn, that would have been so much fun.
I know.
Ole Miss would have taken Auburn, or if Lane Kiffin would have taken Auburn, Ole Miss would have been fun to think about. Man.
But he's been telling recruits he'll be at a school on Sunday. It says that his decision appears to be down to Colorado, Cincinnati, and South Florida. I don't know. I think it'll be great, though. I mean, is he going to do it, like, after the selection show? Is he going to do
That'd
it on the selection show?
Yeah, now that we've got our playoff teams, now we're going to go see where Prime is going to coach next year. Live from Tampa. He's taking South Florida.
Yeah, right. What city is he? Like, all of a sudden you open the glass behind him, and it shows the downtown of whatever city that he's in.
He's
fantastic,
doing a
fantastic, man.
Deion Sanders in a boat parade.
No one's ever done this.
Floating to – it'd be awesome, but that's what Deion Sanders does. He's a show. He has a gravitational pull. He, you know, gets marketing dollars. He partners.
Oh, he can get some NIL money.
Yeah, right? Oh, my word. I would love to see him in Power 5, to be honest with you. And Cincinnati's Power 5 school, it's dangerous for us.
I don't want Deion Sanders coming down here.
I don't want him anywhere near us.
Go to Colorado.
Stay away.
Go out west. Get out of here.
Yeah. What are you doing, Prom? What are you doing to me, buddy?
I want to see you at Trinity. No,
right.
Get the hell out of here. I don't want that.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, he's going to pick a school this weekend.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I've never met Prime, but I did go to a Bats game once when he was playing for the Louisville Bats, and there was a foul ball. It went into the stands, and this dude, he never saw it coming. I mean, he just drilled him. Prime goes up into the stands, waits for security and whatever
really?
For something to help him out. I've always, and I always loved Deion Sanders before that, but, that really resonated with me. He didn't have to do that. He could have just stayed in left field and waited, you know, and just gone and played the next play. But he waited till held up the whole game until, he got help. And he didn't have to do that, and I really appreciated that.
Coach Prime.
Prime time.
I don't know what other job it could be, but maybe he knows somebody's leaving for somewhere else, and he's going.
South Florida, they're not going to the Big 12, are they?
Man, I can't keep it all straight.
I can't. I know. I know Cincinnati is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I thought Central Florida was not – I mean, surely not
yeah,
South
Florida.
Why would he want – I mean, South Florida. Hell, the guys.
Because I think Houston is going, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, South Florida.
They are.
Hang on. I got to find out.
Big 12 expansion for 1,000, everybody. Big 12 expansion.
No, it is Central Florida. So it's BYU, Cincinnati, Central Florida, and Houston. The map I was looking at when I pulled it up on Google had the USF logo on it, which is what was throwing me off because, it just didn't make sense. But
he's going to pick. Is he gonna? Is he gonna have hats? Is he gonna have sweatshirts? Is he gonna? What's he? How's he gonna? Is he gonna do it like a?
He's gonna ride in on a bull.
Yeah.
You know, he's gonna be on a horse lassoing a bull, or he'll be in the Bearcat uniform, and he'll take off the mascot head like opposite of Lee Corso.
Texas says Charles Barkley went on TV and guaranteed that Deion would be at an SEC school, but no one's talked about it. I don't know. There's got to be one open. I loved how Barkley, he also guaranteed victory for the soccer team. Did you like that? Against the Netherlands. It was actually pretty fun.
Oh, God. Yeah, no. I mean, I can't do that. Can you?
No, but he's perfect. This is what we do, though, right? Like, this is what we do around the World Cup. We become instant experts, like Charles Barkley. You think Charles Barkley, you know, sits around and watches soccer all year?
No.
But no, but here he is. Here he is. If I can pull up the audio.
You're opening up a can of whoop-ass. I guarantee the Netherlands in trouble. hey, Tyler. My man, 12. We going on. Hey, I want Spain. I want Spain.
You're crazy.
I want Brazil.
You're crazy.
I want Germany. I want France. Oh, they got that boy Mbappe over there in France. He ain't no joke.
He but started to say, ain't no MF. What was the first part he said here?
We going to the Netherlands. We opening up a can of whoop-ass.
Nah, I think the Dutch got something for us. I'm going to be rooting for the red, white, and blue.
Are you betting on red, are you white, pulling blue. The lock? Are you betting on the foreign country?
No, I will either abstain or not. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to pull the Louisville. At least our soccer squad is undefeated. So hopefully we can handle them on Saturday morning.
Let's see. Let's see what the line is on that.
I think we're probably getting some cash here, like plus 265 somewhere in there.
You think I'm going to have any idea what the line is?
Because these don't go to ties, right? These go to PKs.
You're correct. Yeah, I don't know why they even have draw as an option on here. Maybe that's regulation draw.
Oh, maybe it could be regulation.
Oh, actually, no. Both minus 115 both ways.
Really?
Somebody explain to me. Text line, I really need your help with this. Over under on these soccer things, it'll say over 2 and over 2.5 and under 2 and under 2.5. What does that mean? I need some help, text line, when it says over 2 and over 2.5. I mean, how could it be? But it's one bet. It's one bet. So if they score 2 goals, does the over win? Does the under win? Like, I don't know.
It's a mystery.
I need help with this.
I was struggling.
I asked a bookie this question. He did not know.
I know. I'm betting late night Australia A on Twin Spires sometimes. There's like quinellas and stuff like that. I'm like, I don't know what this is. I'm getting
That's
out.
That's boredom, man. That's pure boredom.
Sure. Yep.
It's bad boredom. Not good for
Australia B. I'm sure that's not the name of the track.
You don't think so?
But here I am.
I mean, could be. Hey, Fitness Market. You know, it's near my attic. The treadmill down the hall, and the weights, and now the flooring I've got in there. It's fantastic. It's like a workout room. Changes the whole vibe of it. Whatever your fitness needs are, they can help. And right now, they've got sales that are like 50% off at the Fitness Market. Like, that doesn't happen. I can't tell you how unusual that is, but these are the type of sales going on right now over at Fitness Market. You go online, thefitnessmarket.com. They've even got special holiday financing through the end of the year. Anything between $1,000 and $4,000 or $39.99 is 0% financing for 18 months. $4,000 or more, 0% for 24 months. So, that goes a long way as well. They've got in-store discounts up to 65% off while supplies last. They've got all the great brands. They've got Vision Fitness now, Matrix, Precore, you name it, weight benches and racks, all the above. And they've got that floor model clearance sale going on right now. Deep discounts, deep, 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 like Johnny Wishbone, deep, deep, deep undercover, deep discounts over there at Fitness Market. Online, thefitnessmarket.com. And some of you are just talking about them here in the show.
Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
This is Scott Satterfield, and you're listening to the new home for all U of L athletics, 93.9 The Ville.
A spray-painted line on the west end of Main Street. Up to that night, mighty five had never been beat. Some kid from across the county got all mad about his daddy's new Camaro. And it was all gas.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And we are back at it here, 93.9 The Ville. We got Kenny Payne Show coming your way tonight here on 93.9 The Ville. We'll have the NFL game after that as we have the Colts and Patriots. So we've got that for you. A week from today, we will do our fundraiser for Cram the Van. That'll be out at the Kroger. At Stony Brook, where we were last year with our friends from Focus. So again, we're gonna have an aggressive goal this year, and our friends from Focus are got some special plans. So we'll be able to tell you about it coming up.
Three quick notes.
Okay.
Kavassier Smoke from Kentucky's in the portal.
Okay.
William Spencer, former male high school defensive tackle, is over at New Albany. Some eligibility concerns moved him over to Indiana. Got a crystal ball from Dave Lackford, highest rated player in the state was before he moved over to Indiana.
Okay.
Crystal ball to Louisville. And then the third thing, the most important thing, I've noticed Davies around the office again.
Oh, gosh. I don't get it. It doesn't bother me.
I was in the bathroom, washing the hands.
Doesn't bother me.
Right there on the sink.
I mean,
it's interesting. Because I always thought it was Jason Weirich.
Well, maybe he's broken back in. Jason Weirich, though, you got to give him credit.
Yeah.
He said Tyon Evans would quit on Louisville, and he did.
And he did.
I mean, he called it.
And that's a whole NIL discussion too. If I'm putting together a contract,
oh man,
and you evaporate in November from our team, you have to have something in there per games played. If you're not, and obviously injury, you can't do it. But like, if you just quit the team, I mean, your NIL has to evaporate too. And so I don't know how you do that. But anyway, so we got process. We're ready. You have your picks ready?
Yeah, sure. I'll have them by the time we get to we have process on the line.
Hello.
Sure. We got the NFL. We got the ambiance is, something.
Yeah,
are we the bathroom
NFL
process?
Primetime music during picks.
No, NFL are theme music. No, theme. Not primetime music. We do like the classic one.
Yeah.
I think I got a
pre-roll. So we'll have process.
I'm here.
Okay.
Hey, what's been going on in your life?
Here we go.
I left my wallet in Cincinnati, so I had to come back from Louisville real quick. So, I kind of nuked my weekend like an idiot.
You left your wallet and you live in Cincinnati, so you came to Louisville without your wallet?
Yeah, I left it in the wrong coat, and that kind of happened. So it was a bit of a bummer. Really, really ruined my last couple of days.
Well, man, that's not good, process.
it's not good.
I mean, do you do the wallet, cell phone, key check? That's what I do every time I
always do. And then this one time I didn't. And then, I'm illegally driving across state lines. This is how that works.
So right. I don't know if you're illegally driving. You have a license. You just don't have it on you. I think you could, get out of that one a little bit. All right, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
So,
sounded right.
There we go. All right. We got an update on records.
That's right. Process and Dean are both tied, 23 and 27 on the year out of 50 picks. They've gotten 23 right. And I am in the lead, barely, 26 and 24. So I'm two games above 500 on the year. You're four games below 500. And you could catch me this week if you have a good week, mm-hmm. I suppose. So,
okay.
There's where we are, and I guess we'll keep this going through the playoffs.
All right, Process, you want to bat lead off here?
Yeah, give me a sec. Let me get out of my parking garage here.
Oh, Process seems really into this segment.
Yeah,
right
you're
now.
You're locked what, in.
So why don't we not? You don't have to lead
I
off then.
Drive and pick. You know this. I always drive and pick. All right, here we go.
All right.
I'm taking a college game. I'm taking a college
what?
Game. I'm doing
what?
It.
What? Oh, I'm speechless.
We're going with USC, Caleb Williams, apparently the second coming, I hear. I like his nail polish about Notre Dame. That was hilarious.
Yeah.
They're minus 2.5 against the Utes. So give me USC.
All right. You got USC.
Tonight's game, I feel like the Patriots are going to put up a good fight, but I also believe the Bills are good enough to beat them by more than 3.5 points. So I will be taking the Bills at minus 3.5.
All right. Process, Mark, you checking these lines on scores and odds just to confirm?
No, his USC line's fine. And, right. Yes, the Bills line's fine. We're good.
I'm staring at him. All right. Next up is the I'm taking Minnesota. I don't know why they're only a minus 3 favorite over New York Jets. I mean, Western Kentucky quarterback's coming for everybody's job, it seems like, apparently, these days. And Zach Wilson's kind of a tool. But, I will take the Vikings and Jay Jetta, Justin Jefferson, at minus 3.
The best receiver in football, maybe ever, by the time he gets done. That guy's freaking amazing.
He's killing it.
Of course. This, as I always like to do until I forgot to do it, I'm taking the Giants. I'm taking Andy's Giants. So when he makes fun of me and they lose, I can go ha-ha at him. So I'll take the Giants at plus 2.5.
The kiss of death.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. It's a whole ordeal. A whole revenge-filled ordeal. And then finally, I'm going with the game. I'm going to this Sunday. I'm taking the Bengals. It's one of the only times I've ever gone to a stadium and rooted for the team in the stadium. I'm going for the Bengals at plus 2.5 over my second least favorite AFC team, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Wow.
There he is.
I'm stunned at that line. I really am. I mean, that game stinks all over.
It does. It does.
Stinks all around.
You want to go next, Drew?
Oh, sure. Why not? I had to change one of my picks here because when I heard Process picking a college game, I am absolutely fading him, 100% fading him on that. So I will take Utah plus give me the 2.5 points. Did they open as a
Utah?
No, USC opened as a 1-point favorite. Okay, so where's the money on this game? Let's see, 70%
probably
of the money
USC.
Is on USC. So yeah, give me the Utes there as well. So I switched that one out. I can't read my handwriting on this other one. Oh, I got it. Because I put a lot of prep into this, as you can tell.
Yeah, massive amounts of prep.
LSU. Everybody's in love with Georgia. Everybody loves Georgia right now. Everybody hates LSU. That's the time to pounce. 18.5 points. Go Tigers.
Even after losing to the Aggies.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, that's the time to take them. These are a lot of hold your nose and take them. Now, everybody also high and mighty on the Wolverines, and they run into the Fighting Jeff Broms up there in Indianapolis. You know where I'm going in this one. I will take this opened at minus 14. It looks like 16.5 right now. Oddly, the money's kind of split on this. 56% of the money on Michigan. That's when it was at 17. It's now down to we have it
16
today
and a half.
16.5.
Your black and gold is showing.
So I will take that. No, but also I so just go ahead.
You're not wearing your khakis this week, is what you're telling me.
No, I've absolutely
he never wears khakis.
No.
I wear my solidarity khakis every Saturday for Jim Harbaugh.
I got to figure out where to turn the music off because it got to the next thing. Sorry. All right, hang on. All right, so I got two more, right, in the NFL. And I'm actually with Process on this one, I think, because you picked the Vikings, right?
He did.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Yeah, I think everybody's all high on the Jets. They are 7-4. For whatever reason, no one thinks the Vikings are any good. They're 9-2 with utterly no respect. They're at home against the Jets, laying the 3. I will take the Vikings, as you said, and Justin Jefferson minus the 3. Now, my hold your nose special. This is just, ugh, this is like milk that's been in the fridge for months. It's like something in the back of our refrigerator that's been there, you know, back when it was a different substance. give me the Colts at Dallas plus 10.5. Just a hold your nose special on that one. And even though, gosh, it looks like 54% of the money's on Indianapolis on this one. I figure the Dallas being such a public team, everybody'd be that. The lines moved from 8.5 to 10.5.
Wow.
Even with that money like that, which kind of scares me, but I'll take the Colts and hold my nose plus 10.5.
Awesome. All right. Well, I'm going to go with the Eagles this week. I love the Eagles. The Titans, are real, but I'll lay the 4.5 points and go with the Philadelphia Eagles, who are hot, and I will go with Jalen Hurts and maybe the MVP of the NFL this year. I really like Jalen Hurts this year. I was going to take the Vikings, but since
so you're not going to watch a dog show, you're going to watch.
I watch this game. I watch these games, but right. Because both of you guys took the Vikings. Give me the Jets plus 3.
All right.
You know, you guys are falling into this trap. I can see everybody falling this trap. When I see two cars go over the bridge, I don't need to be the third. So I will stop myself, and I will go opposite and hit the brakes and go with the New York Jets.
No skull for Blankenbaker. All right. Mm-hmm.
I'm also going to go with the Fighting Jeff Broms.
16.5. Oh, really? All right.
I am going to go with the Boilermakers. I think that Michigan will be a little distracted. I think they'll win the game, but I don't think they'll beat them by 3 scores. So I will go with the Boilermakers up there in Indianapolis. Clemson. Everybody keeps telling everybody how bad their offense is. They're going to wax North Carolina in Charlotte. So give me Clemson minus 7.5. And then finally.
That's a trap. You're stepping in a trap.
USC in Salt Lake City. They had Utah beat. Utah went for 2 to beat them. Man, the Trojans have not forgotten about that. Kyle Whittingham, he's going into Las Vegas and to a major hornet's nest. USC is rocking and rolling. Jordan Addison is healthy. They decided they're going to cover the tight end this week. Trust me. They remember that Utah's tight end. What was it, 15 receptions or something?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's unbelievable.
Right, yeah.
So he'll be covered. Utah's major weapon will be taken away. Give me the Trojans minus 2.5. Those are my picks for the week.
With the ship, Mark.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When Process picks a college game, you might want to pay attention. It might be a little meaty.
Yeah, but Process picked you on the side that you're on, right?
Yeah, he's on my side.
Yeah.
Yeah. And right. You went the wrong way.
No.
You've gone the wrong way.
Kennard, 16 catches, 200, or Kincaid, 16 catches, 234 yards.
He was on fire against the Trojans, man.
My God.
If he
ridiculous.
Gets anywhere close to that this game, I'll be stunned. He's great. He's a great tight end, though. He's one of the best tight ends in the country. But.
Yeah. It took him he had 16 that game, and then it took him like 5 games to get 16 more. He had 4 catches, 3 catches, 4, 3, 7, and 2 last time out.
Wow.
So, yeah, he is the other teams have said, okay, somebody else go ahead.
Right. And that USC defense, they have really grown up as the year's gone on. They're like, I think the number one turnover margin
team in the
country.
I think everybody fell in love in the last week. Caleb Williams won the Heisman for sure.
Yeah.
In that game, and I have no doubts about that. But I think people are a little too high on him. All right.
All right. So there we go.
Process, don't forget your wallet.
No, I got it this time, I think. Yeah, we're good.
How's the med school student?
Solid.
Good.
It's going well.
She smokes cigars?
Yeah. No.
Is she okay with you smoking cigars?
Yes.
It's like interviewing a high school athlete. All right, Process. All right,
it's
get
like,
on out
it's
of here.
It's like interviewing Shinano Onowaku.
Yeah. All right, get on out of here. I appreciate it, Process. Texas got to have Process on more. He's great radio. We love the Process. He said, who are the people, Jason and David, you're talking about?
Jason and David.
Are they talking to us?
Jason and David. Who did we bring up that was Jason or David?
Are you talking about Dave Skull and Jason Anderson? I don't know.
We haven't mentioned Jason Anderson.
Jake says
Anderson.
If you bet over 2.5, 3 for $10, the game's up at 2 goals or less, you get back 0. If 3 goals are scored, you get back 15 because you won the over and pushed the No, but I'm seeing something. I wish I could show the screen to people because it says, and it was doing this in pool play too, on the soccer betting thing, that -1 and -1.5 on the game line, and then over two and a half and over three.
Listen,
I don't know, man.
I don't know about this stuff. Where they're going to ties, offsides, not offside. You know, guys aren't offside.
There's no more ties anymore.
No more ties.
Going to PKs now.
Yeah, there's songs and I don't know. I don't know what's gonna.
There's songs.
I'll just bet the United States to win. Can I just do that? Can I just say that they're going to win the game?
You can do that. You could do some underdog fantasy with it too. You know,
higher lowers.
That's exactly right. You could do the higher or lower in their pick'em entries. Use my promo code Drew. It's DREW, and you get your first deposit doubled up to $100. But you can bet. You know, you pick up to a 5-player. Pick'em entry, and you're going to find out, that you can win up 20 times your money. So if you think they're going to have, a good game, go higher. I think a bad game, go lower. And again, use my promo code Drew. That's DREW. Let me see if we've got any. I'm sure we probably have some for the U.S. But whatever you're
Saturday, baby.
Let's see. I don't have the ones for Saturday yet. But again, use my promo code Drew and sign up, and you're going to get that first deposit doubled up to $100. Must be 18 or over and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concern with your play, call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org. All right, Micah Baker. Well, we did all the damage we could do here today.
We did it. And we'll be back tomorrow to do more with Mike Lindsay.
That's right.
Right?
That's what we think.
We think. We'll see.
All right. Well, I'm done. We'll talk to you later.